rational. Tell us why red flag laws are a problematic, as the left would say.
Well, the first thing is these Senate Republicans need to back away from this dangerous dance with these gun-grabbing Democrats. That's the first thing that needs to happen, because this is a very dangerous road to go down, and you'd be eviscerating two fundamental rights, a Second Amendment right and the right to due process along the way. But yes, the red flag laws are nothing more than a green light for gun confiscation. And why in the world would we give more power to the same people who are willing to arrest folks in the name of safety in an emergency for taking their kids to a playground during COVID and locking down businesses and creating a ministry of truth, by the way, which was going to tell people what they could say and when they could say it, coordinating with the government to cancel people? And we've been told, Tucker, for years now that words are violence. Why wouldn't we believe that these folks are going to weaponize red flag laws to punish their political opponents? It's very obvious that's exactly what they're going to do. You eviscerate all these protections that we hold sacred in this country. And so we need to make sure that this actually doesn't happen, because red flag laws are very dangerous. I can't believe the Republicans are going along with the Democrats here. Their answer to every question is gun control. And this is not the road to go down. I mean, it's very dangerous.
Yeah, it is. And Eric Schmidt, though, I think, gives a pretty good indication. It's why you can't trust the Democrats in Congress, because they are hell-bent on taking away our gasoline, taking away our guns, which, by the way, we have a right. We have a right to them. And all this is very, very dangerous. We'll talk about this at length coming up in our next hour. But I had not really thought about any of that. I mean, I simply had not thought about how red flag laws would be bad for all of us. Coming up in our next hour, and I'm very excited. This may be one of our best hours ever. Sam Peters will join us, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Sigal Chadha, boy, I tell you, is she a fighter or what? Republican candidate for Attorney General. And then coming up after 2 o'clock, in fact at 2:30, Dr. Fred Simon will join us. He's a Republican candidate for governor. At 1:30, Pat Casal. He is running for public administrator. This is election day, so we're going to be talking a lot about what's going on. Make sure you get out and vote. If you haven't already voted, come on, slip out from the office. Tell them you're going to go vote. They'll let you do it. Till we join you in just a couple seconds, I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth, and repeal Sisolak mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this, then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. In remarks at an AFL-CIO convention, President Biden says the nation is in good shape to weather high inflation.
Under my plan for the economy, we made extraordinary progress. And put America in a position to tackle a worldwide problem is worse everywhere but here, inflation. It's sapping the strength of a lot of families.
The president told the largest federation of labor unions he's working to rebuild the U.S. economy around workers. An attempt to draw a contrast with Republicans who have increasingly attracted blue-collar votes. At a news conference, Tennessee Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger says the Biden administration focusing on issues other than those that are hitting American families hard.
American families are suffering and pleading for relief, and the Biden administration has cared more about going woke than helping Americans who are going broke because of bad-for-business and budget-busting spending.
Harshbarger says the president should take the blame for high inflation. Also at townhall.com, President Biden's first trip to the Middle East next month begins in Israel.
The president will travel to Jerusalem first for a long-planned visit with Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. According to the White House, Mr. Biden will reinforce America's ironclad commitment to Israel's security. He will then meet with Palestinian Authority leaders in the West Bank before traveling to Saudi Arabia.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. A child and two adults missing after they were swept away in a drainage ditch in Milwaukee. Following severe thunderstorms that brought heavy rains and damaging winds to a wide swath of the Midwest and parts of the South. Fire crews in northern Arizona watching the wind, hoping more moderate weather will help them get a better handle on a wildfire scorching the outskirts of Flagstaff. Roughly 2,500 homes have been evacuated. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.
I'm Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We are now at the critical point in this election where we choose Nevada's future course. Let us put forward our best team to defeat the statist Democrats in November. During this campaign, I've traveled throughout all 17 counties, met and spoken with thousands of our fellow Nevadans who have shared their concerns about our state. I have heard you, and I'm ready to go to work addressing those concerns. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. I served our country in uniform as a pilot and test pilot, commanding the B-2 Stealth Bomber Test Squadron. I flew internationally for FedEx for 20 years. I have served as the Reno Air Race Director of Flight Operations and Race Director. Let my proven principled leadership from the military, private sector, and local community work for you. It would be my honor to lead you as your next Lieutenant Governor. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies and vote for me. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
It's 104, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Today is officially primary election day in Nevada, but more than 18% of voters have already cast their ballots in early voting. The Nevada Secretary of State's office reports more than 331,000 people early voted or by mail as of this past Friday, the final day of early voting. In Clark County, early voter turnout was pegged at 15.2%. Numbers indicate Republicans favor in-person early voting, while Democrats like voting using mail-in ballots. 21 people were arrested Sunday night in connection with trick driving. Police say arrests were made while investigating reports of trick driving near Route 93 and Grand Valley Parkway. Police say they impounded 13 vehicles and confiscated 5 guns. Metro's Racing and Apprehension and Intervention Detail, better known as the RAID team, has been focused on street racing since March, which county officials say is just the start of their efforts to keep local streets safe. And the Pearl Concert Theater has announced its first headliners. The concert venue is reopening at the Palms Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo will perform September 3rd.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Watch for a stalled vehicle there on the right shoulder, 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Moderate flows there on the Beltway, otherwise 215 west at Green Valley. And things are looking good there on Interstate 15 in the resort corridor.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's time for closing arguments because it's election day in Southern Nevada and across our state. Joining us now, Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He's the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He's a U.S. Air Force major and Bronze Star recipient. And believe it or not, it all fits on the same business card. I can't believe it. Sam Peters, how are you doing, sir?
Kevin Wall, I am doing good, my friend. How are you today? And thanks for having me on.
Well, I thought, you know, one final shot at it. You've got a chance. You've got undecided voters that maybe are driving to the polls right now. Tell them why in CD4 they need to vote for you.
Yeah, thanks for that, Kevin. So I'm, you know, 20 years in the military, as you touched on there. I spent time all over the world and all over the country fighting for our Constitution. This country has never been in a position that it is in right now since its founding, and being invaded at the southern border, our resources being plundered by the government with our debt and the spending that's going on, and the federal overreach that is just is happening at a breakneck speed with so much being taken on by the federal government that's not covered under the Constitution. Those are all the things that I've been campaigning on. Those are all the things that when I say that to voters and they ask me what my platform items are, and I tell them that the response is, yep, that's it. And that's what I'm finding across the district. There's a caveat to that with recent events and things happening from the federal government. The very next question is always, well, how do you feel about guns? And my answer has always been and will always be, the Second Amendment is there to prevent the federal government from taking away your right to defend yourself. In fact, prevent them from taking your right to defend yourself away from even defending yourself from the federal government. So that's where I am on that. I'm always going to be a Second Amendment guy and support that and right to bear arms. So, you know, I've been at this campaign since January of 2021, 18 months. It all comes down to today, like you said, and we're out here at the polling booth. We're out here at Centennial, the corner of Tropical and Celebration, believe it or not, Tropical Celebration. If you wanted to come out, if you're driving to the polls and you want to come out and see me and ask me some more questions, I've had voters doing that all day this morning. We've been out here since about 7 o'clock when the polls opened, and we'll be out here for a few more hours. So happy to take any more questions as you're trying to decide who to vote for in Congressional District 4.
Hey, Sam, tell me what the electorate is thinking and feeling. Just in people that I talk to, both on the air and off the air, they're mad as hell. They're not going to take it anymore. They're not going to allow the governor to take more power away from the people. What is your sense of the electorate as we are in the middle of Election Day?
Yeah, I think that hits a nail on the head. Not just the governor, but the president as well. The electorate that I'm encountering, they are fully aware that the president and this administration at the federal level is fully responsible for the cost of gas approaching $6 a gallon. I'm driving around all through North Las Vegas and Northwest Las Vegas, and I'm seeing it at 567, 572. I saw this morning, and it'll likely be over $6 a gallon before the 4th of July. And the electorate is aware, very, very much aware, that Joe Biden's policies, the policies that are supported by Stephen Horsford and Nancy Pelosi, they are not just part and parcel of the problem. They are, in fact, the problem. And the electorate that I'm seeing, is very much get rid of the Democrats, get rid of these policies. We've had enough. And they can see the stark contrast from Donald Trump's America from 2 years ago to Joe Biden's America today. And again, the U.S. House and frankly, the Senate and this administration are responsible for what's happening. So that's primarily it. There's fear out there because this administration is now, you know, never letting a good crisis go to waste. The Democrats are going after guns now, and it's, you know, that's why I said that follow-on question I always get, and I'm getting it from everybody, Republicans, Democrats, and across the board. So those are the things that are on people's minds.
Again, Sam Peters joining us, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Talk about why you are the best candidate. I mean, I know there are other candidates out there running in CD4. Can you talk about why you're the best?
Yeah, so like I said, Kevin, I've got military experience. I got foreign affairs experience. I was an advisor to a foreign military when I was in Iraq in 2007. I'm the only candidate in this race with a college degree. In fact, I have multiple college degrees. I've actually worked on the federal budget as part of the Palm process, the building of the president's budget from the bottom up. I've worked on that process. I've seen it as one of the biggest problems in this country, the debt and spending. I can tell you specifically where the problems lie in that arena. The what's going on at the southern border. My first 10 years in the military, I spent as a law enforcement canine handler. I trained law enforcement teams, canine teams, to go down to the southern border, find narcotics, enforce the border laws, and you know, backfill and support Border Patrol at the time. So I know how that stuff works as well. And again, those, in my opinion, the two things that are going to destroy this country from the outside is the invasion at the southern border. I have experience in that area. The spending and the lack of a budget. We haven't passed a budget since 1997. Not only have I worked on the budget, I have a master's degree in organizational finance. These are things that I understand and will jump headfirst into and trying to fix and making sure that this House of Representatives does what the Constitution says they're supposed to do. All things law and finance, according to the Constitution, reside in the House of Representatives, and they have been shirking that duty for a number of years. So, you know, I think I'm the best candidate to take this race of the three. The other two folks are good conservatives. I have no ill will at all towards them. And you know, they've exercised their rights and desire to represent, and I applaud them for it. But again, when it comes down to it, to voting today, the experience lies in my candidacy and my experience. So I'm asking for the votes for those reasons.
I was at the conservative town hall last week, and I must tell you, I was blown away by the response of voters there. Joe Gloria made a surprise appearance and talked about how they've made changes to the system. They think it's going to be better. My question is, are you ready for an election that is free and fair and that we're not going to have to wait 3 weeks for to find out the results?
Well, I think everybody's ready for that. Whether or not we get it is another question. I think with the turnout being a little lower than it was in 2020, you know, I ran in CD4. It was on the election was on the 9th. We didn't have the full accounting and the race wasn't called until the 16th. So a full 7 days later. I think with the counts being a little bit lower this time and a little less. A little less votes to count and people involved. I think we'll have it. It'll be a little quicker. I'm hoping that tonight, you know, last cycle it was 1 or 2 in the morning. We got our first look at some results. I'm hoping it's a little earlier tonight, maybe 9 or 10 o'clock. But we'll see. Polls are open until 7 o'clock, and I don't believe they start counting votes until after that. So we'll see how it plays out. The reality of it is when we do get the results, we'll be ready to take the action that's appropriate. If it's if one of my opponents wins, God bless them, I will support them 100% because the Republican Party needs to take this seat and Stephen Horsford needs to go. I will back up whoever wins, no question about it, and I will campaign for them. If I win, when I win it tonight or tomorrow or whenever we find out the real the results, I will hit the ground running and continue going after Stephen Horsford in every way I can to get him out of office. So we're ready for it. We're ready for whatever the results are. We're gonna stay out here for a few more hours. The polls again. We got 6 hours or so until the polls close. And you know, everybody listening that has not voted yet, you can drop off your ballot. There's no wait for that. You can just step in the door and drop it in at the different polling locations. Again, out here at Centennial, there is a line formed. The line's probably about a little over 100 feet long at this point. Good news is the weather's nice. It's not too hot. The line is moving along, and people are doing their thing, and there's still some time to do that. So I obviously encourage everybody that has a ballot or wants to vote to come on out and do that. Today's the day to do it.
I early voted. It took me about 10 minutes. I'm sure you've already voted. Did it take you 10, 15 minutes? It's not a lengthy process, is it?
It is not. No, my wife and I actually, we filled out our ballots. We have my desire is to take as many of the mechanical devices out of my ballot process. So I actually filled out my ballot and dropped it in one of the box at the counting location, Clark County Registrar's Office on Trade Drive. So it doesn't have to travel across the city, and it's you pull it out of an envelope, and they can count it directly. So that was our choice, and that was our desire to do. But we did. It took us no time whatsoever to do that.
You touched on it, and I want to expand just for the final 90 seconds. To me, the prize is not winning the primary, although for you, obviously, you want to win the primary. You want to go to the general election. I get that. But the prize is unseating Stephen Horsford. Can you explain for people that don't follow this thing on an everyday basis why Stephen Horsford has been bad for CD4?
Yeah, he's been voting with Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time. We know the policies are bad. They ignore the actual solutions to the problem we face. Again, I mentioned they haven't passed a budget. He's a member of the House of Representatives he's on the Ways and Means Committee, which is a very powerful, purse string type of a committee in the House of Representatives. The House is responsible for passing a budget by the Constitution, and they haven't done it since 1997. That does not bode well. You know, all of these bills that he's a co-sponsor on the latest House bill to raise the age to buy a firearm to 21, and it's interesting that he did that when the California courts, in fact the Ninth Circuit, just said to California, you can't do that, it's not constitutional. But the House of Representatives is putting their focus on those type of bills even after the judiciary said you can't do it. This is not solving America's problems. This is not getting prices of gas down. This is not putting baby formula back on the shelves. This is not keeping harmful people out of our country at the southern border and not knowing where they're coming from. All of these issues that are plaguing America are being ignored, and the focus is being put on places that again are unconstitutional by not only Stephen Horsford but the majority of the Democrats House of Representatives. It is incredibly important we take the House back, we take the Senate back, and put the brakes on this Biden administration for the next 2 years and get our country back. Incredibly, incredibly important to do that. And again, I want to put one more thing out. You mentioned the eye on the prize. The prize is not even, you know, it is obviously it'll be great to win this election, the primary. It'll be even better to unseat Stephen Horsford, but that still is not the prize. The prize is doing the actual work that the American people have asked us to do to bring this country back, to make America the greatest country on the face of the face of the planet, and it truly is. But we have to get back to our constitutional roots. This Democrat Congress and administration will never do it. It is incredibly important that we take it back and then get the work of the American people, the real work of the American people, done. And that's what my focus is on.
Hey, Sam, best of luck. Stay cool if you can, and we'll talk again soon, I promise.
thank you so much for all your support, Kevin, and having me on once again. Go out and vote.
Go out and vote. I'm with you. Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He is the owner of Peters Family Insurance. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Laxalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America. And we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences. And those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.